We're 9 minutes past noon here on our Wednesday, the 29th day of June, and Swap Shop rolling your way in a few minutes with myself and Pastor Eddie Conard, and we count it a real joy if you've got the time to hang around with us. Also, can I invite you to be a part of Swap Shop if you've got an item that you're wanting to buy, wanting to sell something, maybe trade, looking for stuff. Well, we'll help you out with that the best we can. Also, if you've got a lost and found item, or maybe you have a garage yard sale or estate sale in the works, God bless you for all the effort it takes to get that done. And so let us help invite folks. And then also, if you're a business and you have job openings, we'll be happy to share that with folks as well. Now, a couple of different ways you can get your information to us. You're always welcome to visit us online, WGCR.net. You can email WGCR@iCloud.com, or you can simply pick up the phone and give us a call, 828-884-9427. As I was listening to Take 5 with Preacher Ray Akin talking about the love of God, this song came to my mind. Here's the Dixons.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bound down with care, God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. When hoary time shall pass away and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who hear refuse to pray on rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love so sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong. Redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints and angels' song. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. Saints and angels' song. saints and angels.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
He has promised he'll always be there.
Every cry is heard by the Father. Not one tear from your eye goes unseen. He lovingly cares for his children. Let his love be the strength that you need.
Jim Brady wrote this song as a comfort for his sister and never intended to publish it. He was in Canada touring with the Booth Brothers and singing concerts. He had turned his cell phone off because of the expenses, roaming charges. Upon returning to the border, he found that he had multiple messages from family members and also discovered his sister had been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and would be operated on very soon. Jim made travel plans to fly to Florida to encourage her. Didn't quite have the words, so he turned to writing a song instead, one that would grip the hearts of people who listened to it across the gospel world, one that would comfort his sister then and at the very end of her journey here on earth as she received the news that cancer was back and spreading years later. She went to her car, and as the radio came on, she heard these words. Every cry is heard by the Father. Not one tear from your eye goes unseen. He lovingly cares for his children. Let his love be the strength that you need. A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
And with that familiar theme, we welcome you to, what is today? Today's Wednesday,
yeah,
I think.
It's the last Wednesday of the month of June.
It is. It's crazy to think that Friday is July.
Yeah. Where has, someone else was commenting about how fast June went by.
I think the whole year. I'm still, you know, looking for Valentine candy, but, you know, I feel like I'm in the time warp, but it's going to be Christmas before we know it.
Oh, come on, please.
I know. I just had to say that. You know, for a while I was like, you only have so many Saturdays till Christmas. There's a website.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So strange things enter my mind, and I Google it, you know, like stupid facts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, how many Saturdays till Christmas? And there's a whole website that can tell you, like, down to the second about how far away Christmas is.
Yeah. Well, you know, you just opened the door for somebody.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
For Daniel.
Oh.
On the countdown
Daniel,
days.
Stop.
So you know what he's going to do.
He's going to send us
he's going to send us the Share-a-thon countdown calendar block.
Yeah.
He's going to do it.
Yeah.
And we'll know about it here in just a minute.
What a blessing.
What a blessing.
Pointed little head.
Because we just. Yeah.
He does that every now and then just to make sure that I don't sleep good at night. So God bless you, Daniel.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, something else that would make you have bad dreams, let me just go ahead and get that out of the way.
Okay.
I got this story out of Naples, Florida, early Monday.
Okay.
But I just thought of it right now that I had it. You know, they have all those pythons that have kind of overtaken the Everglades.
Yeah.
And so, they've caught the big mama.
Oh.
215-pound,
17.7-foot
Burmese python.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just to kind of put it in perspective, they euthanized the snake, and inside it was a fully grown white-tailed deer.
Yeah.
That's what she apparently had as a snack before they caught her.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they said that she actually, when they were catching her, that she took her tail and was actually whacking the people, like punching them.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of the guys got not knocked out, but got knocked down. And these are not little bitty skinny men. These are big, burly men.
200-pound snake.
215.
215-pound snake.
It's the record of what they've gotten out of the Everglades, according to this.
You know, that's almost as, that's almost as long as a let's put it in comparison.
Mm-hmm.
You mean you're 17 feet long, almost.
Yeah, actually, so almost 17.7.
So almost 18 feet long.
Yep.
If you stood it up on, you know, held it by its head, that would almost be two stories.
Yeah, there you go.
A two-story building, nearly.
Yeah.
That's how tall. That's how long that thing is.
And if that doesn't bother you enough, let me just go a step further and say that also, in addition to the deer, she had 122 developing eggs inside.
Oh, boy.
122.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they took the time to count them.
Apparently, yeah, they did. What did you do today? Well, I counted snake eggs.
I counted snake eggs.
No. What happened? And again, there's so many theories on how it all happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the theory of when they had some of the terrible storms that came through Florida, flooded out some pet shops, and the snakes escaped that way.
Yeah.
Which I can't say no to. That makes sense.
Right.
And then also they attribute it to the possibility that people had pet pythons, got tired of them, and just thought, hey, let's run it out to the Everglades and turn it loose out there because it'll be happy and no harm, no foul.
Yeah.
Well, it is foul. It's eating. It is totally disrupting the whole ecosystem
of
the Everglades.
That's exactly right.
I mean, a full-size deer?
Yeah.
That's mercy.
They've been known. Sadly, you know, I've, of course, you know, growing up, we used to read National Geographic all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because we didn't have the internet. Somebody may be listening and say, hey, yeah, we didn't have the internet. You know,
what was the internet?
I was old enough to where we didn't have the internet.
Encyclopedia?
So we read Encyclopedia Britannica's, and we read National Geographic's, and we go to the library and check out books.
Yes,
you know, literally
that
got
is a thing.
I had a library card. Did you have a library card?
I did.
I had a library card. And you go check out books in the library.
And you read them.
And you read books.
Yeah.
Because that's what we did. Because we didn't read.
It's a crazy concept now.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, you'd read these stories about people actually being swallowed by.
Yeah.
I mean, by snakes.
You do.
I mean, full-grown people.
Yeah.
But then again, like you said, it really has wreaked havoc on South Florida in the Everglades because it's completely destroying because they really have no natural predator.
No, they're eating the alligators.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they have nothing. I mean, they can certainly fend off. If they get to that size, they can fend off about anything. So,
and there were for a while, and I guess it's still going on, but they had like bounty mm-hmm. hunters that would come in for those, and they would get paid so much per snake that they brought back because again they're trying to get a handle on it. Thank you, Daniel.
It was coming.
He didn't send it to our cell phones, which we could ignore, but he sent it to the screen in front of us.
The big giant screen in front of us.
It's 242 days, 5 hours, 37 minutes, and 46 seconds
give
until Share-a-thon.
Yeah.
Approximately. Bless his pointed head, as I said earlier.
I mean,
God
those,
bless you, Daniel.
Those kind of snakes, you just take a bazooka to.
Oh,
You mean forget, get a, you call in an airstrike.
I mean, yeah. Get the shotguns. Shoot in amongst them something. Yeah.
If it wouldn't do so much damage to the Everglades, you just call in a, call in a small scale, airstrike on them and just take them out.
Because, let's look at how could you do it. Because you can't poison them. That's not an option.
No.
They're trying to catch them and do that, but they're very hard, very elusive, hard to catch.
Yeah.
So, that's not been super effective.
Yeah.
So,
I can imagine this kind of created environment, just like much like South America and, like very deep tropics like the Amazon and places like that where, there are indigenous to those areas, anacondas and all these constrictor-type snakes that, they grow humongous places like that, but there's very limited human contact. But, down in the Everglades in Florida and places like that, people go there to vacation. People go there to, I don't know if you saw the story, but there was a person got killed in Myrtle Beach by an alligator.
In a
retention pond. Got killed by an alligator there in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah,
I think they got killed.
They got killed by
an alligator.
Yep.
And I vacation there often. So, that being said, the animals are taking over.
I have mercy. I don't know. But, I don't talk about snakes a whole lot because I do have that. That is my uncontrollable reactionary fear thing.
Teddy Roosevelt said, walk softly and carry a big stick. Mm-hmm. No. Walk softly and carry a bazooka.
Yeah, carry a .410 shotgun.
That's exactly right.
If shells weren't so hard to find,
my goodness, what a story.
I know. Mm. So let's change gears here. And we wanted to mention that we have a very special blood drive coming up this Friday.
Yeah.
That's July the
and they didn't tell us
July 1st. I got a text earlier that the query was going to pull a shot, so the building started rumbling when the query, which is across the street kind of from us, when it pulls a shot, it rattles our building, especially on this end.
It just kind of increases its vibration
down. We're all good.
Yeah, we're good.
And I had so many earthquake stories, so I'm glad I was just about to go to that. But we've got the blood drive this Friday. And according, we got an email from Brother Daniel this morning and said that we have several appointments still available. I think that would be, we have 14.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that would be right.
Right.
Appointments that are still available, and you can go to redcrossblood.org and you'll just type in Anchor Baptist or Anchor and do the search, and it will show you the appointment times that are available.
Okay.
And thanks to the Red Cross, while supplies last, donors will be given a beautiful cotton tote bag, and then also and on top of this, I'm going to go ahead and grab some things from our supply closet.
Okay.
We have got some of the WGCR bags. We've got pens. And I'll see what else we can find that we'll be giving away in addition to what the Red Cross is giving away.
Excellent,
And it gets 10 to 3 this coming Friday. And they'll have extra staff here just in case to handle walk-ins. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to make an appointment, but it will facilitate things a little quicker on your part if you go ahead and take care of everything online.
Yeah.
And they'll have snacks here and all that. And they will be, doing all the things about social distancing and keep everybody safe. And so we encourage you to please. Their story yesterday about how low the blood supply was.
Yeah, yeah.
And during the summer, it's a really hard time because the colleges and universities are out for the most part.
Yep.
And that's a big resource for blood donations. Also, high schools.
Yeah, that's true.
And then people traveling, and unfortunately, that can lead to more accidents and the need for more blood.
Yeah.
So please consider.
Yep, for sure, for sure.
And your donation can help multiple people.
At least 3, right off the top.
Yeah.
I mean, just right off the top. Once it's separated and spun down, not only you can give platelets and whole blood, but also plasma. There's just so many things that can be done differently, you know, just from one donation.
Right.
And then, of course, there's other things that can be done as well. So, again.
They have something called Power Red. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that is?
No, I'd have to look that up. I don't know.
Because
exactly.
There's donation or the mm-hmm. scheduling the time for the different donations. Mm-hmm. There's a different little category.
Okay.
And I do know that it was true some time back. I don't know if it's still the case, but if you wanted to give plasma,
yeah.
you needed to go to a different
that's
location.
That is a different procedure in itself. Not part of this blood drive, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can give plasma, but you have to do it at a different location.
Yeah, and you can find out more about that, and again, donating in general at redcrossblood.org. And again, please consider giving. I know folks that give regularly.
Yeah.
But
yeah, on
every
schedule.
So often, yeah.
And of course, you know, hopefully things will speed back up since a lot of the COVID restrictions have begun to, you know, because that really put a huge damper on blood drives, as well as, you know, again, it's folks are getting back into their routine. Maybe you'd consider once again doing getting back on your schedule. As long as you're in good health and you're going to meet all the criteria, they should be able to get you in and out fairly quick.
And you were saying yesterday some things as to do leading up to Friday.
Yeah. I would definitely make sure that we, you know, obviously eating well, drink plenty of fluids, definitely be well hydrated. It is just going to help. It's going to help the person, you know, taking your blood.
Right.
You know, because sometimes people come in, you know, whether, you know, if you've not been eating well or drinking enough, you know, you get a little depleted yourself. It just makes it harder for them. But then again, if you're sick, you know, obviously that's not a criteria. You need to stay home.
Yeah.
And if you're running a fever, if you got any other kind of symptoms going on, then please, make sure that you are aware of that. But just be in general good health.
Yeah.
I would say just being, obviously good health. And then, of course, I was trying to think of something. It just slipped my mind. I guess I'm just getting to that age. I had a thought, but it just went phew.
And I think that you need to be at least like 112 pounds, somewhere in there. They've got that. And then, I guess you said, be in general good health. And there are certain medications that if you take those, it could disqualify you from being eligible to give.
Okay. Someone sent us a link. It's come from Daniel. About the Power Red donation, that you can give nearly twice the amount of red blood cells and help more patients. And this is the type of donation that uses an automated process that separates your red blood cells from the other components and then puts them back into you while you're still in the chair.
Oh, wow.
But that is an automated system, probably not done on a, like the outreach mm-hmm. blood drives. You probably have to. I don't know if they can do that. I'm not real sure if they can do that on the outreaches or whether they have to do that at a
limited number. They do they give you that slot to say you want a Power Red or.
Oh, okay. So maybe they can.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. Again, because a lot of times, we would get an urgent call, especially on a trauma patient.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest need for a trauma patient whenever when I was doing as a paramedic in flight medicine, that immediately when we get to the emergency room, that they would give them packed red blood cells. And that's what that is. It's a concentrated bag of blood, but it has like twice the amount of red blood cells. I didn't know they gave it a title these days. We just called it packed red blood cells. And really what you're doing is increasing the blood's capability to carry oxygen. And that's what your body needs during a trauma situation or massive loss of blood. So the more oxygen you can get to the body, the brain, and the heart and all that going on, the better. So that's why we call it the packed red blood cells. But I'm glad they gave it a name finally. That's what we used to call it. So good.
Power Red is that?
Same with the same, essentially the same thing, yeah.
And all types are needed.
Yeah.
But what is the goal?
Universal
one?
Donor. The universal donor is O positive. Yeah,
okay.
And of course the universal recipient O negative. That's a special one. You know that you got to have a, You know, that's of course, that the idea is you can O negative blood is very, very special. You can give that to anybody. Mm-hmm. Then again, if you're an O negative person, let them know that, because that opens the door for a lot of other people to receive that. Yeah. So that's great. Great. Yeah.
So to please consider, and if this Friday doesn't fit in your schedule, go on redcrossblood.org, mm-hmm. and they'll give you the blood drives near you. You can just type in your zip code, and they'll take care of it.
Very good.
Well, the Highway Patrol just putting the word out that they are going to be out in full force. They have started their Booze It and Lose It enforcement campaign. And of course, drinking and driving, that makes no sense whatsoever. So, well, let's just nix the drinking.
Yeah.
And that you don't, if take you don't drink, you don't have to worry about drinking and driving.
Yeah.
But they did want folks to know that they are going to have a lot of checkpoints over the next 2 weeks. And they just encourage you to be safe. And in the first 4 months of this year, 127 people were killed and 275 seriously injured due to impaired driving crashes.
Yeah.
That's just in North Carolina.
And, you know, the impaired part is the key. It doesn't necessarily have to be alcohol, even though they call it the Booze It, Lose It campaign.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily just alcohol. It's any impairment,
yeah.
which it would include, and let me just emphasize this, it also includes prescription drugs.
Yeah.
It says it right on the bottle. The pharmacist and the doctor tell you, if you're even on prescription drugs, does not give you the license to get behind the wheel while you're impaired with those drugs, whether they're prescribed or not.
Yeah.
And so you can be arrested, even if you have a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
If you're driving a vehicle and you create issues on the roadway as a result of your prescription drug, you can be arrested for driving while impaired.
Yeah.
And so be smart.
Yeah.
And when it comes to that, but also, again, and I would say, too, that if you're driving any distances, I know it's hard to do, but be on the defensive.
You have to.
You know, if you're going out driving, you gotta be watching out.
Yeah.
Stay alert. Put the phones away.
Yeah.
Let somebody else deal with the phone. Let somebody else, change a channel on the radio or whatever. You stay focused, because just that split second or a second or so that you need to avoid somebody that may be impaired or some accident that could save your life.
Yeah.
So please, be defensive while you're driving.
And you may say, well, I'm not going far from the house, or I'm not, the way things are now, they say a lot of accidents happen within, 5 miles of your
Absolutely.
Home?
Absolutely, yeah.
So just be careful.
Yep.
And this campaign will be running through July the 10th, and they may have checkpoints set up on side roads and whatnot. So just be aware. And then also the DOT said that the state will be removing nearly all lane closures over the Independence holiday weekend.
Okay.
So basically, if it's construction where they can reopen, they will.
All right.
Now, there's been a debate, and we've talked about it, yay, nay. And from what I understand and what I remember, I'd rather play it on the safe side about construction speed limits.
Yeah.
That are still in place, even though there are no workers present.
Yeah,
I've noticed that there are a lot of signs that, you know, talk about construction, you know, speed, such and such, and it gives you fines for this, that, and the other. And then there will be those cases where it says speed limit this when workers are present.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just always err on the safe side, folks.
Yeah.
And AAA says leave early, try to avoid that peak time, which is afternoon usually. Stay alert, like Brother Eddie said, put mm-hmm. the phone away. And, you know, we've got narrowed lanes over on 26.
Yeah.
I mean, when we talk narrow.
Yeah.
It is narrow.
Yeah.
And traffic shifts, the patterns, you've got a lot of solid white lines now.
Yes.
On 26, and that means you're not to shift lanes during that time.
Yeah.
And don't drive distracted. We mentioned that.
Yeah.
And don't drive drowsy.
That's a good one too.
They say drowsy driving in some cases causes more problems than impaired driving.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've all been there. Goodness,
yes,
I think
sure
of
have.
What I've done, and I thought
that
was just it wasn't smart.
No, it was not.
You know, you're trying to get somewhere, and we were trying to get home from Texas for Christmas. That was our usual.
Yeah.
And coming through Atlanta, that was it's been miserable. You're so sleepy. Nothing is worth putting you and your family, whoever's in the vehicle, and other people on the road with you in danger.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
Well, we've got some earthquakes that have been rolling around.
Yeah. I mentioned it this morning during the news broadcast from WLOS, and I'd put it in there. It's getting closer to home. Did you see that?
I saw, Hendersonville?
Yeah, just right outside, right there on, you know, between
Barker Heights.
Between Hendersonville and Flat Rock.
Okay, yeah. Hendersonville, okay.
If you know where Barker Heights is?
I don't.
If you know where Jackson Park is?
I do know where Jackson Park is.
You go across the hill there and you turn left into Jackson Park. That's, you know, that's the Barker Heights community.
Okay.
Yep. So that's, right there near Jackson Park.
And then on Saturday, there was one in Weaverville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, we've had the gazillion down in South Carolina.
Yeah.
They actually had another one down there. And then Catawba County in North Carolina had one.
Yeah.
So they continue to rumble. I don't know.
Well, it's just kind of strange. I mean, we don't hear about them. I guess it's either, I attribute to two things.
Mm-hmm.
Either God's shaking things up, which I think that he probably is.
Yeah.
I will go with that.
Yeah, me too.
I'll just stick with that. But also, too, that I guess we've just become so, we have so much technology that's in play right now that the instant something is abnormal, it becomes instant news. That's, you know, when you think about it, I mean, you know, I don't remember growing up listening and hearing about every little tropical wave, that's what they call it.
No.
You know, coming in out of the Gulf, we never heard about that. Now they got them. You know, they've got numbers, and then they get subcategories, and then they get names, and then they, you know, and so on. So we didn't hear a lot about that, but now with technology, everything just kind of hits the forefront quickly, and that's why I think we're hearing about it a lot.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that, but that makes a lot of sense.
The technology, of course, you know, it's God causing the technology to record all this stuff so that we can actually be aware. But it's happening.
And some people in the articles that they were, you know, talking to were saying, "Did you feel anything?" And all this, and you know, according to people there that know.
Yeah,
the professionals, the educated in this area, they said that a 3.3 is certainly enough to get your attention, but not large enough to cause any damage.
Okay.
The ones that we've been hearing about have been like a 1.3, 1.8, 2.2.
Okay.
So I've not felt any of them, you know, even back through the time we did have one here.
Yeah.
I never felt it. So,
and there's some formula that these scientists use, which I'm not familiar with because I'm not a geological scientist by no means. But there's some, I know the formula that they use, and it's an exponential formula, meaning that, you know, what feels like a 2, you can't necessarily say, okay, a 4 is like twice the size of a 2, even though there is a formula that they put into play here. Because we've read of stories of magnitude 8, 7 and 8 earthquakes that obviously do massive damage.
Yeah.
You know, you're moving tectonic plates at that point, and you're causing all kinds of, you know, and when you get to that level, you're causing tsunamis and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, there's a formula. I'm not familiar with it, but sure, 3.3, you probably could feel it. It might rattle you a little bit in the night, maybe.
Yeah, but they said it wouldn't really cause a lot of damage.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I tend to
leave that with the experts, I guess.
I see the logic in the, you know, all of the instant news type realm, and I also agree that it's just the Lord shaking things up. So
yeah, that's a fact. Yeah.
Coming up next week, it's the Monta Vista Camp Meeting.
Oh yeah,
there in Weaverville. And they've got a great lineup. They'll start Monday, and morning services are at 10 and evening services at 7.
Okay.
And they'll go all next week.
Cool.
And then I do believe that Greer
starts tomorrow.
Does it start tomorrow?
Does it start tomorrow? Or are they getting set up tomorrow? I think it starts tomorrow.
I know Brother Jones mentioned something to me about he had was going to set up something, but I don't know the exact start date. But I know they're going on July 4th.
Yeah.
And I'll try to, we'll try to look and get the
Because they
lineup.
Go like a week and a half at the Greer Camp meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And usually have Brother Brian McBride in for at least a part of that. Mm-hmm. So we'll try to see if we can get that schedule for you. But the Monta Vista Camp meeting, they have got, again, morning services at 10, evening services at 7. Great lineup of preachers. Brother Joe Author is going to be there on next Wednesday. So
he's going to be doing double
duty. I started to say when I saw his name on there, I'm like, well, he's the moderator of the Greer Camp meeting, and he's going to be, but he's in the morning.
Yeah.
He's preaching on Wednesday morning there in Weaverville. So you pray for these meetings that are going on, and revival continues at Stony Mountain.
Yeah.
Going through Friday night at 7 o'clock. And then some Vacation Bible Schools kind of wrapping up here in the next day or two.
Yeah.
Pray it's been a good week for them.
The dear brother called us from Fairmont over in Candler, Fairmont Baptist Church. He called us over there and said, I know this sounds crazy, he sounds silly, but he said, because he wanted me to include it in his announcement I put on Carolina County, he said, ages 0 to 126 are invited.
I like that.
So I put it in quotes so that we'd emphasize it when we announced it. Ages 0 to 126 are all invited. So I thought that was neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how cool is that?
If you're 127, you're probably past the Vacation Bible School state.
Yeah.
But you'd be welcome too.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, I think of macaroni art when we think of Vacation Bible School.
Yeah.
And Kraft Macaroni and Cheese has a news release coming out that they're dropping three syllables from their name.
What?
They're dropping the aroni. It's just Kraft Mac and Cheese.
Well, you know, we kind of, did we like start doing that?
We did that. Did we? I think the general public did that. So it's not any huge, the whole big thing. I mean, press release, all this. I'm thinking, what's going on? Yeah, no. Kraft Mac and Cheese. They're going to keep the same blue and yellow box, but they'll be changing the name.
Ah.
So it's all well and good. They're not changing the formula or the recipe.
Yeah, please don't change the formula. You know, I know that powdered cheese probably isn't too good for you.
It's not too,
it tastes really, really, really good.
Well, they said that they had seen a great influx in their sales during the pandemic.
Yeah.
They called it the comfort food, I think they said.
Yeah.
And I saw, okay, I don't have TikTok or don't understand it, but my kids will sometimes show me things. And they had one that was showing that, you know how when you do the mac and cheese, you'll cook the noodles, then you drain it, and then you put the cheese in it, and you mix it up. And if you want to get real creative, you'll put a touch of butter in there, a little bit of milk or something to make it creamier.
Right.
This person mixed it all together at the beginning and cooked it in a skillet.
Oh.
Put the water, the noodles, and the cheese from the beginning.
Yeah.
And said that if you really want it to turn out good, do it like that.
Yeah.
I've not tried it.
I, there's so much you could do with macaroni.
Yeah.
I mean, you could brown some ground beef, and instead of buying Hamburger Helper, the cheeseburger, Hamburger Helper, you can just get you a box of mac and cheese, cook it up, and then throw your ground beef in there after you brown it up. And throw it in there, and you've got cheeseburger, Hamburger Helper.
You're done.
I'm not trying to take anything away from Hamburger Helper, by the way. Don't get mad at me there.
No.
But what I'm saying is that, I mean, that would be kind of like the poor man's way of making Hamburger Helper.
To me, it just tastes kind of the same.
Yeah, it's basically the same stuff.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you may not have the big noodles that the other one box has, but it works.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Brother Baker. Greer starts tonight and goes through July 8th.
Okay. Yeah.
Through Friday. So tonight and then through a week from Friday.
Brother Jones was telling us yesterday that he had to go down there today. So that's why. That's why.
They'll crank up tonight.
Wow.
It's a great meeting there.
Yeah, it is.
And so please be praying again for the Greer Baptist Camp meeting and also for Monta Vista Camp meeting and all the other things that are going on.
Sure.
Well, yeah. I guess it's time we jump into Swap Shop here. I had a story pulled up. Wanted to say congratulations to the new fire marshal of Henderson County.
Okay.
Ted Williams.
Yeah.
He was previously, if I read it correctly, for 7 years, he was the fire chief of the town of Weaverville.
Okay.
So they just announced this. So yeah. So God bless you. And
very good.
We trust the Lord will bless your time in service.
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Well, 828-884-9427 if you have an item for us for Swap Shop.
Here's someone looking for a rear wheel for a B model Alice Chambers tractor. 696-6098, 696-6098.
Looking for a pug breed puppy or adult dog, but the main thing is they're looking for a pug.
Yeah.
696-9041, 696-9041.
It will be a neighborhood yard sale at Dodson Flats on Saturday, July 2nd, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. Dodson Flats is located right across from the TVS on Old 64. If you need more info, call 606-1506, 606-1506.
Two new tires. They are Super Cooper LSX 195-65R15s, and you get the set for $50. 577-9898, 577-9898.
And here is a free lift chair. You need to call this lady for the details. She can let you in on what's needed. 553-6734, 553-6734.
Kubota FZ2100 3-cylinder diesel zero-turn lawnmower. It has 22,186 hours on it, but it runs good, asking $2,500. They also have a 16-foot utility trailer with the loading ramps, and the trailer is in good shape, $2,000. You can call or text 384-4361 or 447-2627. Again, 384-4361 or 447-2627.
Here's an extra clean two-bedroom, one-bath home located just 3 miles from Brevard. It's furnished, has a two-vehicle carport, a ramp entrance, covered porch and deck, lawn maintenance included, no pets and no smoking, a background and credit check are required, $1,800 per month plus security deposit. 778-1366 or 553-4229. 778-1366 or 553-4229.
Fairview Rest Home is looking for a hairdresser that could be there half a day, one day per week. Again, it's not even a full day, but just half a day, and you get to pick the day. And I promise you, it'll be a blessing to you. If you get to know these dear folks, it's a special day for the ladies there when the hairdresser comes. And so maybe this would be something you'd want to be a part of. 628-1565, 628-1565.
Here's someone looking for an individual to mow a lawn in the Pisgah Forest area on a regular basis. Call and leave a message if no answer at 884-6153, 884-6153. I just got an update from Brother Stanley, and of course he mentioned the same thing Brother Doug did, that at Greer Baptist Camp Meeting starts tonight, and Brother Brian McBride is tonight through Friday of next week on Monday through Friday, and then Monday at 5, Brother Ralph Sexton Jr., and then Dr. David Gibbs at 7:30.
That's so, on the 4th of July.
That's on the 4th of July, yeah. Wow. So Monday's schedule, Monday at 5 o'clock, Ralph Sexton Jr., and then Dr. David Gibbs will be at 7:30 that night. So that's just a preliminary update on the Greer camp meeting coming up,
yeah,
starting tonight.
Yeah, and so, pray for the meeting.
Yeah.
And it's a great meeting.
Thank you, Brother Stanley. Appreciate that.
Appreciate that a bunch. Well, the weather, I did want to mention that we've got a decent chance of some thunderstorms this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that mainly later in the afternoon into the early evening, and the storms will be most numerous near the Blue Ridge Escarpment.
Okay.
That's around your place, isn't it?
Yeah.
Coming up Zirconia, Tuxedo, up that way.
Yeah, if you ever notice when you're traveling, if you ever see these signs, and you can see them where it says the Eastern Continental Divide, mm-hmm. that's where you see that. And most of those will be, like you said, the east of the escarpment, which that's where that is.
Okay.
And so more than what anyway, that's where you'll see a lot of them. One in particular is that's how Green River runs. So we get a lot of them this time of year. Mm-hmm. They start at the headwaters right up near Caesar's Head,
yeah.
and they come down through the headwaters of Green River, cross DuPont, down that way,
yeah.
all the way down Green River. So we've had some pretty good heavy downpours
yeah.
over the last couple of days that way.
Yeah, it's they say that the main threat's going to be, of course, lightning. Could see some pretty strong winds and locally heavy rain. Isolated severe thunderstorms can't be ruled out that could produce some damaging winds.
Right.
And they say that it should start to die down before midnight.
Okay.
That's what they're saying now.
Yeah.
So an 80% chance is what they've tagged onto it.
Okay.
And they're saying a tenth to a quarter of an inch in as far as rainfall amounts, except higher amounts possible in those slow-moving thunderstorms.
Okay.
So.
Well, just keep your umbrella handy.
Yeah, please do.
It's that time of year, so, you know, kind of keep the rain gear and be mindful of that, because I can tell you, it's going to you just never know where you're going to be when these things will pop up. So
yeah.
Let me get over here where I'm supposed to be.
You know, and if you,
you
do
get where you're supposed to be.
Get caught okay. out, you yeah. know, in the storm, I mean, of course, the number one thing is to okay. be able to get in shelter.
Okay.
To be able to do that.
All right. Got to clarify.
Okay.
Brother Brian McBride is there through this Friday night, not next week.
Okay. So that was Wednesday
so
through
tonight
Friday.
Through Friday. And so that's to clarify that part
okay.
of the Greer Camp meeting.
Okay.
Tonight, 7 o'clock.
All righty. So,
and thank you,
I'll do my best. I'll go online and see if I can get,
yeah, we'll get some
all
more information.
The schedules for
yeah,
you and get
for
you
sure.
the physical address. So if you want to put it in your GPS. But if you get caught out, of course, number one thing to do would be, if you can, get shelter.
Yes.
But if you get caught out and you're just out, they say to get yourself as low as you can to the ground
mm-hmm.
with as little contact with the ground as possible. So it's not necessarily lay flat and stretch out. It's, they say, like squat down
mm-hmm.
And keep as little contact with the ground, but get as close to the ground as possible.
Yeah. yeah.
And stay away from trees. You don't want to be near the tallest thing in the field or yeah. wherever you are. So just yeah. be careful.
Hopefully you won't have to find some shelter quickly.
Yeah.
Get in a sturdy structure.
That's the key.
I was watching a video the other day. Some lady was just, and she's outside with her, you know, her phone recording the hail that was coming down, and the lightning struck the tree in the neighbor's yard, and it exploded the tree. It sent shards of wood flying past her phone in her front yard. She was down on her porch, and it exploded, blew past her vehicle. I mean, it was a miracle she didn't get hit by a large piece of that tree. As it literally exploded the tree. And what happens is that it when this time of year particularly, when lightning hits and it literally causes the sap inside these mm-hmm. trees to get to a massive boiling point, and it just explodes.
Like instantly.
It's instantaneous. And so don't get near anything that's tall.
No.
Get inside a sturdy structure and don't take video.
It'll be okay. You Facebook know, and all the other places
that's
will
right.
do okay without you
yeah.
videoing it. I mean, I've gotten pictures and posted things from out the window, but please don't risk your life
to get
something like that. Be
yeah,
safe.
For sure.
And be smart. It's bone dry and flat rock. You're good.
Bone dry. Yeah. Well, that's the way it is. You'll be driving along in Flat Rock on Spartanburg Highway, and it'll be just nothing.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, as soon as you head down the hill past Highway 25 at the bypass, and you head off down the hill near the Green River, it's pouring the rain like no tomorrow.
Mercy. So, yeah, well, it's that time
the
of year.
It is, yep.
So we'll see, but keep the umbrella handy, and it'll still be fine to get out to church tonight. Just take your umbrella with you.
Yeah, be in your place at your church, if your church is having service tonight.
Yep. Amen.
See you there.